Listen up, Australia. They're not here.
They're not here.
They're off enjoying a beer and a very long lunch.
So we've got some best bits for you.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Like that man with the big deep voiceover said, yes, Dex, Monday they're back in studio live. Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Yeah, it is the Rostered Week Off. It's day number two. And you got Dangerous Dave here. Coming up, Tom Gleeson, Gold Logie winner Tom Gleeson, who recently returned from Singapore, but he brought something back in his suitcase which should have raised eyebrows at customs. Tom's going to fess up for you in just a moment. Also, Ben Folds, you know him from Rockin' the Suburbs and that song Brick. An American who spent some time in Australia. He's going to join us in the second hour. But up next, there's trouble at the radio station because someone has cooked salmon in the office and it stunk out the office, and we took your calls on gross things that have happened in your workplace. All part of the Rostered Week Off. That's next right here. Kennedy Malloy, thanks to Makita and their cordless power garden range. You can find your authorised dealer at makita.com.au. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy back live in studio next week. Next Monday to drive you home. Ben Folds is going to join us soon. Tom Gleeson is coming up. But there was trouble at the station recently. Something we called Salmon Gate.
I love the House of M's, and I've been here on and off for all my adult life. It's a second home to me, so I'm sensitive to what's going on in the office. And
you
there's
are.
A big brouhaha.
Now, can you fill me in?
On
because
deck.
You are with the boss of this whole area. She
Fee
knows
Curran.
What's going on.
I shared a lift with Fee today. She had a troubled look on her brow.
No. I don't like when Fee's unhappy.
I said, what's the major talking point? What's going on in the office?
What was it?
And, well, there's World War III. It's bedlam. So yesterday in our boutique kitchen, someone has cooked salmon, but cooked it in the sandwich maker, and the joint is on the bugle. The whole joint's on the bugle. People are opening their windows. I've got a door open.
Well, it's very hard in a radio station to open a window, isn't it?
Right, you can't be cooking salmon in there.
Can I tell you that stinks it up?
Well, it stinks it up. Correct, Jane.
Yeah.
Totally. You can do it in any kitchen. Everybody knows when you cook salmon, all the fans are on, or it just strap yourself
smells.
In.
So anyway, Fee's come in and lay down the law. No more cooking salmon in the kitchen.
Fair enough.
No go. Anyway. You'd think that'd be the end of the story.
Yeah.
Massive uprising.
Oh no!
The vegans have gone berserk.
Right,
and they've come back with
the pescatarians.
The pescatarians with pitchforks. Okay, then there's no cooking bacon in the kitchen.
Oh my! That's what's been going
on
here.
Basically, it's gone medieval.
There's bacon.
People. There's two tribes. There's a split down the middle. There's been a few emails floating around.
Well, that's very interesting because I just went, when you spoke of this, I thought you told me that the salmon was being cooked. So I went to investigate and went, but there's no stove.
No.
And then the girls told me, should they put it in the sandwich maker with baking paper in between? But it doesn't matter. Salmon really pongs the place out.
It's on the bugle.
It is on the bugle when you cook it.
And it's an open plan kitchen, so it's right where we sit.
It's right where everybody sits.
Big open area.
It's called Salmon Gate.
It's called Salmon Gate.
Yep.
And can I just say something?
What?
You don't want to get the salmon crowd unhappy. Because the salmon crowd in this office has gone bananas.
The salmon crowd.
They want heads to roll.
That's frightening.
They've got a list of demands. No more bacon.
I must say I had cause to open the fridge yesterday.
Right.
And it baffles me how much food people bring into an office place. But it seems to be the same containers that are there for a week later.
Out.
I think everybody
thinks
there's
a human head in there.
I wouldn't be surprised.
There's a human head in there.
People think it's a good idea to bring leftovers.
Are they labelling?
No, there's no label. Oh no, there's no.
You
there
bought
is a bit
salmon
of
in today.
No, because I've bought salmon to eat at home for dinner. I haven't cooked it yet.
Well, I don't want it in the office.
It's in the fridge.
I don't want it in the office.
But when I cook it at home, you've got to do it a special way. You'd never put oil in the pan when you cook salmon.
You don't.
Because it's already got oil in it. And just put it skin side down and then it won't pong as much.
Dirty rotten salmon eaters. They really do get on my goat.
You don't like salmon.
Didn't two people just die of some kind of salmon incident?
Smoked salmon to you.
Our reports was it was a newsreader who had the...
Yes.
And she read it out as a news report. Salmon banned.
What's happening in your office, though? You've got some office
this
politics
is a good one.
Going
what's
on.
What's blown up?
Out.
What's blown up? What's causing...
What has caused a fracas?
A Category 5 in your office. Adrian,
what's going on?
Yeah, I think I've got your salmon crew covered here. We actually had a bit of a pandemic of people bringing in their slow cookers and cooking their dinner on their desk during the day.
You are joking. No.
Well, it's like a Korean barbecue all of a sudden,
isn't it? Why don't they just leave? They bring them in from home, a slow cooker.
Yep.
They put in the lamb and they make a casserole.
Pop them on their desk and then dinner's ready and they carry it out to the car when they're ready to knock off.
No, I'd be banning that. That's a disgrace.
Not on my watch.
Put it on at home. That's what the whole point is. You put it on your kitchen bench. Hey, Adrian, that's a
good one.
Alan, what's the rumpus in your office, mate?
People at my place like to cook their steaks from raw on the sandwich press.
Good.
And they don't do a good job of cleaning it afterwards.
From raw, you can't do that, can you?
Yeah, you can.
They do it.
Yeah. I mean, this is a thing now. There's whole shows devoted to
George
cooking.
Foreman grill.
It is the George Foreman grill style, but even people are doing it in their Breville sandwich makers now. It's a new thing.
You're cooking a steak in a Breville sandwich maker.
People are doing veal parmigianas. I'm not joking. What else? Did you say spring rolls people are doing,
Alan? Somebody else buys full-size spring rolls and brings them in and does them in the same sandwich press.
Stop it.
It's ridiculous.
That is.
I'd change offices. I'd get a new job. Well done, Alan.
Hey, Gabby.
Hey, guys.
What's the juice going on in your office?
Oh, this was one of my friend's offices, but it was too good. I had to share it with you guys.
Go ahead.
So they had a new contracts person who noticed they're spending like $100 a week on Milo. So the contracts person just cancelled Milo without telling anyone.
What? How'd that
so
go
he
down?
Didn't realise. Well, the problem is it was actually in the guy's employment contract. They were in a really remote FIFO area. So you know what? Tools down for a whole week while they waited for their Milo.
Tools down over Milo.
That's brilliant.
Yes.
Tony, what's going on in your office, mate?
Well, this is non-food related, but I'm sure the mouths were used.
I'll allow it.
You'll allow it. I work for a rather large accountancy firm, so I won't mention their name, but a couple of girls got in some after-hours activity on the boss's desk. Female boss. And were caught by her secretary.
Two girls together.
Two girls on the female boss's desk.
Female type girls.
I like where this is going. And how did is it all out? Is it out now?
Well, the boss's secretary come back after hours, been in the accountancy firm and caught him in the act. And she's sort of well known as an Esme Watson, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, Tone.
Sticky beak.
Can I say something, Tony? You've turned me around about accountancy. I'd always thought it would be a fairly bland workplace environment.
Oh,
but
I know.
I'll tell you what, I've pulled the wrong rein here.
Do you think this is a bit common?
The funny thing is, the officers split 50-50 whether it was okay to do it or not.
Well, is that the accountancy
for the women? Believe it or not, both these women were in their 40s.
All right.
Hey, steady on your believe it or not with women under 50 having sex, mate.
People generally put it away by then, haven't they?
Jeez. Especially
the majority of the women
40, you go through the change, I believe.
Tony's still going.
Hey.
All right, I better stop. Tony,
you're
taking us out into some deep water.
Indeed.
That's going to get us in trouble.
It's taken a turn.
Yes. Kennedy Malloy. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy back in studio live Monday, next Monday to drive you home. It's Dangerous Dave here. You know Jane's been to Africa. You might have heard her talk about it a bit. Now that she's been to Africa, you know Jane can now talk gorilla.
Dr. Jane Goodall. I've got news about her.
Tell me now.
Dr. Jane Goodall has met Prince Harry and he's...
She picks some bugs out of his hair? Or what did she do?
No, she greeted him. They greet each other in a chimpanzee way.
Should have thought he was orangutan.
Yeah. That's it.
Oh, that's very creative of you.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, can we move? Speaking of rangers.
I want to go on with this.
What?
What's about Jane Goodall? Is it because you've been?
Oh, well, I don't know if you know, but I've been to Africa.
So you think now you're an expert on all things?
Yes.
Gorilla.
Yes, I am.
Didn't he have a gorilla meeting? Did he do a traditional gorilla?
Chimpanzee greeting.
Oh, pardon
Chimpanzees
me.
Greet each other with a hug and a kiss.
No.
That's not the traditional chimpanzee greeting.
What is the traditional chimpanzee greeting?
You're pooing your hand and you throw it at whoever's in front of you at the time. That's how I do it with the chimps.
They don't like to be called chimps, by the way.
So say it again. What's the chimps? What's their greeting?
They hug and they kiss. It's very human-like. The chimpanzees are more...
Do you kiss
more...
a chimp if you meet a chimp?
Yes. Lancelot Lynx.
What about in a little overalls and a little hat and stuff? They're cute.
Do they take the cigar out? Do they put the cigar
funnily
down?
Enough, Jane Goodall wouldn't approve of dressing up chimpanzees. Funnily enough.
Did you say you can talk gorilla? What is it? What is it?
Would you want it?
Yeah, I do want to hear it.
Okay. That's what.
That's my tummy rumbling.
That's what you have to do.
That's not talking.
It is. Hang on, let me do it again. Wait, yeah, I've just got to imagine myself in the Bawindi impenetrable forest. I'm slashing through the jungle. Yes. One of the trackers is going.
You're carrying all your bags.
Lay down low. Get down. Get down. Get down low. There's one here.
Okay, I don't mind you calling, speaking gorilla, but that language is not appropriate. For this time slot, I'm afraid. See you two again.
Oh, there it is again.
I'm glad I amused
you. Can you just ring me up late at night and do that down the phone? Don't say who it
is. I'm going to wet my pants.
Don't say who it is. Just.
I'm really seriously going to wet.
If you're just tuning in now, Jane's speaking gorilla. Mark's on the line. What do you want to add to this discussion, Mark?
Yeah, well, I thought Jane was already talking to the gorilla when she talks to you every day.
Get stuff, mate. Mate, you know what?
Mark, you get an ACDC.
I'm not even putting
CD.
You in the drawer for that.
Yeah,
that's
I am.
Funny. Hey, we will.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Hey, what about the guy who talks dog? We'll get him back.
I will get him on. Yeah, you got it. This is Kennedy Malloy. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rusted Week Off. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, Ben Folds, singer, songwriter and now author. He's written a new book and Ben's going to tell us all about it. Coming up in the second hour on Kennedy Malloy's Rusted Week Off. It's Dangerous Dave here. Tom Gleeson, Gold Logie winner, friend of the show also. He recently was in Singapore and he brought back something that, well, probably should have raised the eyebrows of customs.
You've been away, mate. Did you leave this country?
Yeah, I went overseas. I went to Singapore, and then I stayed at.
You're doing gigs, or you?
No, just.
Wait for the Logies thing to blow up.
Wait until it was safe to come back.
Yeah, I just just went over there, and even over there, some Indonesian on a beach walked up and said, "Gee, that was an interesting speech, Tom."
Singapore. Yeah. What did you think of Singapore?
Oh, Singapore's beautiful. And we went to this little island
great
called
Street Food.
Yeah.
Street food.
Beautiful satays. Yeah. To quote my parents.
And we went to Nicoy Island, which is in Indonesia, and went there. And it's a beautiful sort of you got to think of like it's like a beautiful retreat that you go to. No technology and stuff there, and you take your kids there. And part of the activities they've got is there are people there that make all these cool toys for them.
Right.
And because we're in Indonesia and there are no rules, they made my children a crossbow out of wood, an axe, and a sword, and a shield. And of course, they love these toys because they're great fun.
Okay.
And they wanted to bring them back to Australia.
How'd you go with that?
Well, I explained to them we may not get all the way back to Australia, but we'll see how we go. So we got back in last night. And I packed it deep in the luggage, but got to me. They had all the ads coming back in. You know, you just got to say, you just don't.
Mate, you've broken everything here. You've got wood.
Yeah.
You've got weapons.
Weapons.
You've got
the lot.
I got the whole, yeah. So anyway, so I got the form and do you have this? No.
Oh, you declared nothing.
No. Do you have anything made of wood? Yes. Because you've got to be honest. You've got to declare it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I said, yes. There's wood involved, and then so then we walk up, and the woman said, "Now, what do you have in your bags?" And I said, "Wooden toys," which is true.
It's true. You have not lied.
I didn't want to say a wooden crossbow.
Of course, I understand.
You know what you've done? You've lied by omission.
Yes.
So you haven't technically told a lie, but you haven't been 100% truthful.
They were toys.
Yes.
They were given to your children.
Yes. So they were wooden toys.
Okay.
Now, this is where the gold logie comes into use. Because the woman at customs said, "You're from television, aren't you?"
Yes.
And I said, "Yes." And she said, "Well, that's, I really like your show, Hard Quiz." And I said, "Thank you very much. Does this mean that I just get let straight through?" And she said, "Sure."
What?
Wow. Yep.
Walk straight through with my wooden crossbow.
Toys.
Axe.
With your toys. So yeah. You got a crossbow through customs.
I got a crossbow through customs.
Well, now, that poor woman is going to get fired. They're going to go through and find out who let you
there's
through.
There's no regulation in that area. There's no cameras. They can't go back
through
stuff.
It would have been a great episode of Border Patrol.
They don't keep their data for longer than a day.
A great episode of Border Patrol. At 7 would have got a freebie. Would have got you, a gold. Would you?
crossbow, axe,
what
sword,
you should do is keep the gold logie in the luggage.
Oh.
So people, when they do customise it, they'll get
this old thing.
Oh, what? Oh, oh see, I've stood. That's a gold logie.
Yeah, I forgot to declare it because I was ashamed of it.
And you should put cocaine inside it.
It's still funny, though, watching people bring out ridiculous things.
I know.
I do like to have a bit of a look at some of the things being pulled out.
Do you know when we go away on our golf trips, we have to declare, have you been in farm, regional rural areas? Yes. Have you had anything to do with dirt? Yes. So we have to get up the night before and clean our golf clubs
and
our
boots.
Shoes before we clear customs. Or, as the city likes to do, pays a young kid to do it for him. He's like
One of his children.
Well, you know what your golf clubs are called now. Next time they're called wooden toys.
A wooden toys.
They're wooden toys.
That's true.
Kennedy Good Malloy. On you, Tom.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. We're digging into the archives this week and pulling out some nuggets of gold, including Ben Folds, who was only on the show just a few weeks back. A guy who used to live in Adelaide. He was Mick's first guest on the Mick Malloy Show, the one that got axed. He was also a guy that got the late Jeff Harvey very angry after he threw a stool at a piano on the midday show. Ben Folds going to join us in a moment. It's Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Listen up, Australia. While Mick and Jane have a well-earned break, we're heading back to the archives. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Coming up this afternoon, a fan of a show called The OA. Ever heard of a show called The OA? No, me neither. Anyway, fan of The OA is going on a hunger strike because the show got cancelled. We took your calls. What TV show would you go on a hunger strike for? That's coming up. Miss Nude Australia contestant set a stage on fire. It's true. Mick's got all the news on that in a moment. But up next, Ben Folds from the Ben Folds 5 and other projects is going to join us on Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy back next Monday. Thank you for listening. Stay in touch anytime on all the socials or on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. Find us at Kennedy Malloy. Now, Ben Folds is our next guest. He's written a brand new book. Here he comes.
Welcome back to Australia. This was your second home for a while.
It was my first home for a while.
You were married to an Aussie girl from Adelaide. In fact, penned a song about Adelaide.
About Adelaide, yeah. They needed a song. I found out Paul Kelly already did one.
Now, we have history, Ben Folds, whether you remember it or not, but you were, my very first musical guest on the very first show I ever had axed. The Mick Malloy Show.
I remember.
In 1999. And you were at a slight disadvantage because you and the Ben Folds 5 had just got off a plane and were very, very jet-lagged.
Yeah.
And it was one of the great interviews. I don't have anything to play from it because Channel 9 have tried to erase all memory. But it was one of the most freewheeling, brilliant, and I thought you kind of hit a tone.
I remember because I love the way you guys run a show. It's like when it was like more being in the UK. Yeah. Where they're all getting drunk backstage and smoking cigarettes.
I'm doing it on stage.
You just fall onto the stage and keep going. And they heckle from the back room. Yeah.
Apparently the host shouldn't do that. I was warned as I went in. It was fantastic. You had another mishap. Well, let's get the obvious stuff out of the way. Right. You had another mishap at Channel 9, which was on the midday show.
Besides being on your show. Strike one.
Is this car? By the way, we'll get to Ben Folds' A Dream About Lightning Bugs in a minute. I hope this is in the book, is it? Probably not.
Oh, Jeff Harvey.
Jeff Harvey, you took to his piano with a piano stool. Well, let's just go. There was the midday show at the time. Kerri-Anne Kennelly, I think, in the immediate aftermath, here's what was said.
It's going to be one of those days. We just had Ben Folds 5. Jeff, and I know you're a particularly unhappy chappy piano player.
I don't understand why you throw piano stools at pianos and all that stuff. I don't understand it.
And he's dead now, so I hope you're happy. I blame you personally. You made peace with him, didn't you?
I did.
You afterwards, because he was a funny. He was a funny fellow, and he was part of the firmament here on TV. But you, I believe, did you reach out to him or did you guys chat or something afterwards?
You know, he said a couple of nice things about a year later about my music on TV. I think it took him by surprise. No one told him that dude was going to throw a piano stool at his piano, and no one told me it was his personal property.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Right. So well, I felt like maybe it was a conspiracy. A Channel 9 had set this up to create.
If Grant Hackett was coming on, they'd expect someone to flip a, flip a piano and stuff. What did they tell you about the today, the midday show when you were going on?
Because nothing. It's,
okay.
Right. I didn't know anything. I was actually as jet lagged on that as we were for your show. And we rolled into there, and then all of a sudden there's a curtain went up. Like, who plays a show with a curtain on? It's like the Johnny Carson show.
Because you're an interesting choice for an audience with an average age of about 240.
That's right.
I know, and I just did the show with Carrie Ann Kennelly, her Studio 10.
Yeah.
And you know, I hadn't actually met her. I didn't get a chance to meet her at that show. We were chucked out on the street before. Wow.
You collaborated with Weird Al Yankovic. Can you talk us through that?
I ran into Weird Al at the he was buying frozen pizzas where was it? We were somewhere in Hollywood. It might have been Whole Foods. Seriously. And he said, you know, this was really odd, but I was just writing a treatment for your record company for Rockin' the Suburbs video. So we ended up, I was like, yeah, okay, I choose you.
Oh, fantastic.
Because you're Weird Al Yankovic.
These are the type of stories I'm guessing that you
they're
can
not.
Find.
Oh, they're not.
What is wrong with you? I'll get that book. The Ben Folds, A Dream About Lightning Bugs. What do we expect? If you pick this book comes across your desk, do you need to be a music fan? Do you want to read this? Who's going to get that?
I think I like to be useful.
Yep.
And to me, it's kind of like for kids that are learning music or thinking about the music biz, and people who were smart enough to decide that that was not a good idea. You know, because there's a lot of people who are like, man, I wished I'd been in the music business, and they regret that. And my point is sort of like, you decided not to do it, and it might have been a good idea.
I might have had a go. You've got to die wondering. Have a crack. You've done a lot. You've been in, as I said, in these great bands. You've made scores for very big films. So the last I heard of you, you were being flown around the world by David Geffen or something and working on big.
I was working on a DreamWorks
project. How did you find that coming out of band work?
Because
when you're a band, it's kind of about you, but it's kind of like a sub. You're kind of serving something greater, aren't
you? It's true. I can't say that I didn't burn a few bridges in that because you have to also look after the integrity of sort of the voice of your music. So I'm like writing songs for like animated rats and stuff. And I wanted to make, you know, like I wanted to help the narrative, but I also didn't want it to like suck. And that's a hard, you know,
that's a hard balance.
It's a tightrope.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, but at the end of the day, I thought it was pretty good.
Animated rats, Weird Al Yankovic. Life sounds bloody interesting to me. You got twins?
I have twins. Louie and Grace.
I've twins. Fred Buster, Lenny Walter. Any advice for me? They're
How
seven
old are they?
As we speak.
Seven? The girl and boy?
Yeah, no, boys.
Boys? Buzz. I don't know what to do for you.
Good luck with that. I hope you're happy. Before you go, I've got to ask you, you may or may not remember, we were together in Santa Monica a few years ago. You were surrounded by Aussies. You had an Aussie posse with you, and we were having a good afternoon. We'd had a few beers, and then across the road, there's a guy appeared in the hotel room, a nude guy, big fat nude guy, and he was on the phone.
Amazing.
And he did not leave. So he was there in the window for about half an hour, and there was a... Everyone was freaking out.
Fantastic.
Do you remember it? You don't remember?
Sounds very Harvey
Weinstein. You know what?
Could have been weak.
That's right. That was the very... You had the first Me Too.
I'm going to sue him. I'm going to see him in court.
Ben Folds, Kennedy Moy.
You're listening to Kennedy Malloy. Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy back live in studio next Monday. It's day two of the Rostered Week Off. Now, a fan of the OA, which is a TV show apparently, is going on a hunger strike because it's been cancelled, because that's a rational thing to do. We took your calls on what you'd go on a hunger strike for.
Jane, you all over TV, you seem to know a lot about it. Spent a lot of time down the reality end of the pool for your own amusement.
Yes, but then I also
you're surprised
watch a lot of series.
You do, and you binge watch. You're across most things. I do go to you. It's one of your rare...
Can I say also how I do it? Because people think I sit on my backside all day, but I can't. I do it while I'm doing something else. So as soon as the house is empty and I'm doing a dishwasher or I'm putting on washing, I just have a show on and watch like that. Why would you do a terrible task without watching a television show?
I would believe that, but you've got 13 staff members. I know you do. That's how you do it. You've always got it on. You've got one eye on it. This is interesting. A fan of a cancelled TV show has gone on a hunger strike. Now,
come on,
this is incredible.
Oh, well, this
isn't
is really
now, I'm passionate, and there's certain things I love.
You love your food.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Well, no, I mean,
what's that got to do with it?
That going on a hunger strike is a really big deal. If you love food, that is a bit, I wouldn't do it myself. Well, you're a bit touchy.
How's that?
A little bit sensitive.
Food?
Come on.
I'm talking about passion for TV shows.
I know. Well, she's gone on a hunger strike. That's how we got on a food.
Do you think I'm fat?
No. You're just a bit sensitive
fat.
At the moment.
Well, what's wrong with me?
Nothing. You look great.
Why would you say that?
Nice haircut, by the way. I noticed.
Get stuffed, mate. Okay, so we're talking about shows
touchy.
That you would watch on. Well, maybe I am. Maybe you should stop it.
Maybe you're hungry.
All right. Well, maybe you should go and whip me something up. It's supposed to be a cook.
Yeah. Let's move on to what we're talking
well,
about.
Well, that would have been good if we could have just done that
right,
in the first
sorry.
Place. All fans right. of cancelled TV show. It's called OA. Now, I've never heard of this show. We'll get to that in a minute. But the point is, how passionate about a TV show do you
have
to
be
to go on a hunger strike? And would you do it? Do you know the show?
I've seen both series.
It's
two series. I've seen them all.
Well, and what is it?
It's sort of a one of those shows where someone is held captive by an evil person, like a brilliant scientist, who infects the brain of somebody, controls their mind.
Boring.
And it's about time travel, dimension
well,
travel.
A picture of a girl here who's on the day four of a hunger strike.
Well, she deserves to die.
Well, I'm not sure whether that's...
Well, that's just stupid. Of all shows in the world, OA. It's only been around for about 3 years.
Settle down.
What a crock.
What show would you go on a hunger strike to get back? To get back on the air? Now, what about you? Now, it's your strong suit television. This new series of 90210. Would you have gone on a hunger strike? Because I know you're a fan of the original.
I loved the original. Let's just hear the music a bit.
Sure. You love the peach pit.
Turn it up, Dave. You, the peach pit.
You love everything, all the shenanigans.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those really bland opening titles.
So they've got them all back together.
Yeah, except for one.
And they're on, well, Luke Perry.
R.I.P.
He's dodged a bullet.
He has dodged a bullet.
I believe. They've now, you've seen the
I've
first
seen
episode.
The first episode.
And?
Oh, my God. Do you know what happens? It's not them as their characters in the show.
Yes.
It's them as their real people.
Oh
so it's Jason Priestley and Jenny Garth.
Playing Jason Priestley.
Yes, and Tori Spelling. And they all get together at a shopping mall to make appearances.
Okay,
it's really terrible.
Call.
Tori, you can't even recognise because it's so much worse.
So Tori's hasn't held up well, but let's be honest, she was coming from a fairly low base anyway.
Jenny Garth can hardly speak because of her lips.
She was very pretty.
She was pretty 40 years ago.
There's a bit of work being done.
I'll tell you who looks good. Ian Ziering.
Yeah, he's always held up. Sharknado, he was in that.
Sharknado, he's held up. You know what has never held up, though? His acting ability.
What about Shannon Doherty? Because she was hot in her day.
Brenda.
Hey, Brenda. And you got the idea she was loosey-goosey. She would have been a great
I think they knocked on a trailer park door for Brenda to pull her out, put down her fags and her can of UDL.
Oh, jeez.
That's what she'd be having as her rider.
So, you know what I would go on?
Yeah.
What's that for?
Aerobics Oz style. To bring it back. I'm going to go on a hunger strike until Aerobics Oz.
You're adorable.
Sean.
What show do you want to see back, Sean?
Oh, it's got to be Blue Heelers, 100%.
Oh, mate.
Blue Heelers?
Oh, so here's the theme song for you.
Is that Woods? Is that the big...
That's Woodsy.
Woodsy.
McCune. Wood, a bit of Lisa McCune, absolutely.
Lisa McCune, awesome on our screens. Do you know
think
it's
you're never sick of the old cop and robbers and... There was a lot of crime that happened in that valley.
Yeah.
If you're going to bring it back, bring back Homicide.
Yeah.
That's where I'd
Country
go.
Practice.
Brown. No, Dave, no.
Oh, okay.
Enough.
I'll be quiet.
Thank you, Sean.
What's the wombat called?
Well, Fatso.
Fatso.
Yeah.
Careful, don't call me that. Hey, Mark.
You know what? It's
sorry.
Getting boring, it's just getting boring.
Is it workplace bullying?
It is workplace bullying.
Pretty sorry. Funny.
Yeah.
Oh, it feels good, though.
Well, Fatso.
Okay. Shut up, Dave.
Hello, Mark. What do you want to see come back?
I'm reckoning the Naked News.
Oh, good call.
Is it the Russian Birds?
No, this is a great show.
Oh,
this
yes,
was
I
on,
remember,
so
yeah.
Everything was new.
Is that not on anymore?
Yeah, I know. We need to get it on.
Everyone except who was the... who's a political reporter for Channel 9?
Laurie Oakes.
Laurie Oakes. He was the only one I did enjoy.
Thank you, Mark.
That's cost now for
Brad.
Politics. No, Laurie.
Brad,
no.
You've got an oldie but a goodie, yeah, and I agree.
The old Paul Hogan show.
Oh, mate, absolutely.
Donga.
Oh, keep it dancing, Maria.
I've got to say, one of the
Luigi,
few shows.
The unbelievable. Yep.
The Luigi, yeah. The unbelievable.
Bend at a spoon. Bend at a bloody spoon.
Leo Wanker.
Well, Leo Wanker. They're fantastic. I remember watching that with my dad. It was a great,
great memory.
First one to go, geez, how that looks like a lot of fun. Neil, boot at home, bud. What are you prepared to go on a hunger strike to bring back?
Well, they just got rid of it, and I wanted to come back to Victoria's Secret Fashion Parade every year.
Yes. And you know what? I reckon all the models will go on a hunger strike too. They've been on one for 5 years trying to bring that back.
I was saying that.
That's how they normally get into shape.
They're prepared to go to the toilets and throw up what they've eaten to bring that show back. Okay. That's the way they roll.
Nice one. Thank you, everybody.
We get
great
it, guys.
Kennedy Malloy's rostered week off. Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy are not here. You got Dangerous Dave, though. They're back in studio live on Monday. Now, Miss Nude Australia is something that I think the headline popped up and Mick was interested straight up. Apparently, she set a stage on fire. Mick's got the story.
We like the cut of their jib.
They're calling you a hero.
Kennedy Malloy's...
There goes my hero.
Hero of the week.
Watch him as he goes.
Or her.
Well, it is a her.
It is a her today.
And we...
We salute this one.
This is Australian of the Year, or at least Australia Day honours.
Right.
She's a trooper. And she just kept coming, and I have an inordinate respect for Australia.
Miss Nude Australia.
Well, she's a competitor for Miss Nude Australia. She was doing a striptease at where? Do you know, Jane Kennedy?
Crazy Horse Review.
Which is the greatest strip
it's the
club
place
in
Adelaide.
Australia, bar none.
Yeah. I know, it's the place to go. I haven't been. Would you take me one day?
I will take you there. You haven't been. You used to dance there. That's how we met.
If I had been a dancer, I'd be thrilled to have been a dancer.
Well,
Crazy
you
wouldn't,
because they're the best in the business. Yeah. The Crazy Horse in Adelaide. Do you know Helen D'Amico, famously, who ran on to an AFL Grand Final in 1982, came from the Crazy Horse.
I tell you what, you've got to be a pretty cut, hot-looking babe to do that, and it takes a lot of effort, and you've got to be a great dancer.
You do, a lot of strength.
Do you know pole dancing is now an international sport, a gymnastic sport? It's very hard. So.
It is. So
anyway.
We salute you.
But here's why we're saluting this Miss Nude Australia. Mm. She was performing, and while she performed, in the middle of her pole routine, a curtain behind her set fire, triggering the strip club's fire alarms and sprinklers. So there's fire, there's water. There's
people might have thought it was part of the show.
There's an alarm going off. She did not bat an eyelid.
Oh my God.
Finished her routine. That takes courage. It takes, fake cans.
Yes,
it takes.
Lucky they didn't melt.
Good song. That's the dangerous thing. She could have had a meltdown.
She could have.
I'm going to play you some audio.
Oh, really?
Of the
meltdown.
As it happens. Here we go. This is mid-routine. Everything going to plan. And you hear the panic right at the end. Oh, my God, the curtains are on fire.
Okay, so part of her act, apparently, Mickey, is that she lights a ring of fire.
Yeah.
That is part of her act.
Yep.
And I think that the ring of fire, the flammable liquid, was left too close to the fire and too close to one of the curtains.
Yeah.
Someone said, I think she'd finished with the batons. I don't know where they come into it. I'm interested.
Sure.
And she'd put them down, and that's when she squirted the ring of liquid around her, and then it all lit up from there. Now, I find that extraordinary. Everyone was safe? Yeah.
Everyone's safe. Can I just say something?
Yeah.
Every fireman in Adelaide turned up. Every single fireman. And you know
the South Australian Metropolitan Fire Service.
Hey, you know how they should have arrived? They should have slid down the pole.
Uh-huh.
Hey, where are the fireys? Yeah. Whooshka.
Code one, crazy horse. Code one.
That's
code
so
one,
funny.
Crazy horse. Code one, crazy horse.
Yeah.
See you there. Half of them were probably already there.
Oh, my God.
We're on it, Chief.
The finals are held over 3 nights.
Hey, the cops turned up too. Look.
Oh, of course they did. You're joking.
All the emergency
services. Oh, no,
services.
We all better be here.
All right. It apparently took them 2.5 hours to
put
the fire out.
Extinguish it. No, it's funny.
That is fantastic.
That's great.
The person I feel sorry for was Shannon Knoll, who couldn't get in. He was down the road. But listen to this. She's doing the act, the fire's on, and then the rain start. It's like Jennifer Beale. What was that?
Oh, because the sprinklers come on.
The sprinklers come on.
What maniac. She's a maniac. Yeah. Maniac. Yeah.
No, what a feeling.
Oh, no, that's... Yeah, that's right.
Orenkara.
Orenkara, Dave. Yeah. Have you got it?
Yeah, I'll get
Can you do it?
Well, isn't What a Feeling from Fame?
What a Feeling.
No, and She's a Maniac is from the other one with the blowtorch.
I'm a maniac. Yeah, but that's the, this is the...
That's the look. No. It's Maniac. Maniac is the one where she pulls down the...
Okay, we're going to have an argument over this.
Going to Google. Everyone's going mad
right
now.
That's it, isn't it?
That's it. That's when she's gone like this.
That's a really fast foot one. Is it?
What's the dance when she pulls the bucket of water on her? It's another song.
I don't know, but I think I've seen something similar at the Crazy Horse.
I'll sing more of this song here.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
You know the one I would love? If I could go to the Crazy Horse, sit down, get a good seat, and the dancer comes out, and this song comes on. Oh, yeah.
Well done, Miss Nudist.
Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah.
Flash dance.
That's What a Feeling.
Yeah, that's it. That's
the
one we just played.
No. Yes, Fame. Fame. You are taking me on in my musical.
This one.
Fame.
No, that's not Flash Dance.
It's Flash Dance.
This is Irene Cara.
Jane, you need to really.
Oh, Jane.
Oh, really?
Oh, Jane.
Throw
it out. All right. Well done, Miss Nude Australia.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Well, that's it for day number two of Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. The guys are back in studio to drive you home again Monday afternoon. Coming up tomorrow, though, we're going to dig back into the archives of Kennedy Malloy. We're going to be hearing from Fred Armisen, who's, you know, famous from Portlandia and Saturday Night Live, special guest of the show. He's going to join us tomorrow. Enjoy your night. See you then.